We begin the current daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Hey, the final daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara continued the discussion of the previous daf, which was continuing on the discussion for the Mishnah daf Lamed Gimel Mabez, which spoke about a machlekes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding general halacha when we go daven in shul. Is the halacha that everyone has to daven their own tefillah, as the Chacham say, or is it like Rav Gamliel says that no, that the shatz, the shlich tzibur, is moitzias haram in the chavasan, everyone can fulfill their chiv through the shlich tzibur. Then the question becomes, as the Gemara discussed in the previous daf, then why do we do either one? According to the Chacham, that we have to daven our own tefillah, just like the Shlich Tzibur has to daven. So why do we have the tefillah of the Shatz, that he davens B'kol Ram? So that the Chacham say, that's to be made to say, Eshe'in Abaki, the one that's not proficient, the one that doesn't know how to daven. But whoever knows how to daven has to daven himself. Then the question is, Rav Gamliel, so why does everyone daven Balachas? Why do they have their own tefillah? Let everyone just listen to the Shlich Tzibur. And that Rav Gamliel answered, that's because that to be mazder, as tefillah, so that to give the shlich tzibur time to prepare his own tefillah that he's going to daven for everyone, that's during the time of lachash, where he gets to prepare. And at that same time, that's when everyone davens, so that he has time to prepare, and then he goes ahead and davens, but the primary tefillah is that of the shlich tzibur. Now, however, on the previous daf, we quote a halacha from Biechanan, that he says that Moedim Chacham Rav Gamliel. Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel, although they had initially argued, they agree that when the Shlich Tzibur davens, he can be Maitzi Saram and Dechavas, and everyone can fulfill their Chiev of Shemayna Esrei of davening with the Shlich Tzibur. Now that is where our current Gemara continues on two lines up from the bottom of the Amad of Lamadamon base, where the Gemara asks, did Rav Gamliel really say this? That the Chacham Amoida, they agreed to Rav Gamliel and they don't argue anymore? But V'amar Reb Chana Tzipiro Amar Biechanan, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, this version, Hilchas Rav Gamliel, that the halacha follows Rav Gamliel, which means to say that everyone can fulfill their chiyav with the shlich tzibur, but the terminology of Hilchasa is machlal de pligi. That would insinuate that those who argue, you don't say the halacha follows like someone, which would indicate that, yes, that's to contrast to other people if everyone agrees to him. And therefore it would sound like that they still argue, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan is saying, however, the halacha follows Rav Gamliel. So how can you say that the Chum agreed to Rav Gamliel? So the Gemara continues at the top of Laman Heyam and Aleph, that Kisulik Reb Abba Miyami, when Reb Abba came up from the sea, and that is he had gone away on the ship to the sea when he came back, so Pirsha, he explained this difficulty. And he said that, Moedim Chacham Rav Gamliel, when did Rabbi Yechanan say, which we had quoted on the previous daf, that the Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel, that the Shatz can be Maitzi Yisarab, Yudei Chavasan, that's bebrachas shel Rosh Hashanah for Shem Kippurim. That's specifically for the tefillas of Yom Neiram of Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, where the Gemara is going to shortly explain why that would be different. But that's where they agree that then, yes, everyone could be made to their chiyav with the shatz. V'halacha machal de pligi. Now, however, this other statement that we quoted now in this current daf, which insinuates that they are arguing, that's bebrachas shel Rosh Hashanah. That's the amount of tefillah of the rest of the year, regular Shmaynese, there, they still argue, and they say that you have to go ahead and daven your own tefillah and not be yaitz with the shlich tzibur. And that the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so? That's a resolution for this contradiction? But v'amar Reb Chana Tzipira on Reb Yechanan, we have another version of this statement of Reb Chana Tzipira in the name of Reb Yechanan that says, Halacha Kerem Liel, that Reb Yechanan said, the Halacha Fazrim Liel, now, which would insinuate that they're arguing, Be'bracha Sh'rishon V'shem Kippurim. He says that even by the tefillahs of Yom Neiram, that even there the halacha follows, which would then indicate that they are arguing even there. So how can you say that they argue only by the rest of the year, but they agree with Yom Kippurim, when we see clearly that they even argue the rest of the year? So we're back to the difficulty. Do they argue, or do they agree, even regarding the tefillahs of Yom Neiram? So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak. He says that to understand this, there is more than one opinion over here, besides Yom Gamliel. There is Rav Gamliel, and there's a Chacham. But Mam Moedim, who is it that we said that agrees to Rav Gamliel, at least by the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah Kippurim? That's Rav Meir. That's referring to someone else. V'halacha machal de pligi, and this that we said, that even regarding the halachas of Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, that Rav Yechanan said the halacha follows Rav Gamliel, which would indicate that there are those who are still arguing, that's Rabbanan, that's the other Chacham besides Rav Meir. And there was not a difficulty, because yes, they might all argue on the rest of the year. But regarding Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, there are those who argue and there are those who agree. And that's therefore why it's not a difficulty in the terminology that Rabbi Yechanan used. The time like learn the Braisa. Brachas Shul Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Regarding the Tfilas in the Shemayin Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Shlich Tzibur Maitzi is Rami Dechavasan. The one who davens for the Amid can be Maitzi, the public, for their obligation of a Tfilah, which is like the Halacha of Rav Gamliel. The Remeir, that's the opinion of Remeir, where he agrees to Rav Gamliel, at least regarding the Shemayin Esrei, which is not 18 brachas, but regarding the amida that one has, Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. V'chacham ha'imrim, they argue. K'shem shal shlich tzibur chayiv, just like the one who davens v'omer is obligated to daven, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayiv, so too every individual is obligated, and therefore that resolves the difficulty of halacha machal de pligi or maidim, because maidim is a reference to a meir, and halacha machal de pligi are the rest of rabbanim. And Avi Gemara asks, Maishna Hani, what would be the difference regarding what we're saying that the halacha would be, and specifically Reb Meir's opinion, why would he agree to Reb Gamliel that the shatz can be mitzias rami nechavosin on Rishonim Kippurim, but not the rest of the year? So the Gemara entertains and says, Ilei mishum de nefishi kray, if you're going to say because there's a lot of psukim, it's a hard tefillah to remember and to be able to say, and that's because you have the psukim of the Musaf of Roshana, of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, of Malchi, Zechreinu, Shefer, there's so many psukim you have to say, and therefore that's a challenge. And therefore there we allowed that for the people to fulfill their obligation through the shatz. But V'omer of Chanan Omerav, he said, Kivin Sha'amar, once the one who's davening says, Uvesayrascha Kasav Lema, that in your Torah it's written, so to saying, in other words, if you say at least the concept of the Karbanos Musaf, where if someone would say, Nasa v'nakrav l'fanecha k'mitzas ritzenecha, that we should do and be able to sacrifice in front of you, like the commandments of your will, k'mesha k'safta l'ein m'sar yisecha, as is written upon us in your Torah, shuvin etzarech. You don't have to say the actual psukim of the Karban Musaf. You have fulfilled your chiyuv of being masker, of mentioning the musafim, because you're alluding to it by saying about what you commanded us in your Torah, and there it's written, and there it's said. So therefore, you can't say that's the reason why it's more challenging than Bereshit Kippurim. And therefore, that's where a mayor agreed to Gamliel that the shatz can be maitzi, because you don't have to say all those psukim. You could just make an allusion to it, and that's it. So why would they would we agree? So the Gemara says, El Mashum de Avshi Brachas. The reason is because there's a lot of brachas, and that is, besides the usual, let's say, 7 brachas on the Yom Tov, you have 9 brachas that they're very long, and they're confusing, and not everyone's proficient in them. Therefore, that's where Remeir agreed to Gamliel that there the halacha would be that the shatz can be mitzvah amidei chavasim. But regarding the rest of the year, where everyone knows you daven every single day, 3 times a day, there everyone has their own personal obligation. There Remeir agrees to Rabbanon, who argue on Yom Gamliel. Now the Gemara returns to a statement that we just mentioned, Gufa. Amrav Chanan Omarav. Kivin sha'ama v'saras chukasav lema. Once you just make a reference to it, that in your Torah it's written regarding these obligations of Musafim, shuvin etzarech, then you don't have to say the actual go through all the karbanos of Musafim, although that's what we have printed in our Nusach to Davin. Now, Savimina, they had assumed, based on this statement of Rav Chananel, that hanemila b'yachad, that was a reference to an individual who's davening, abetzibolai, but regarding the public, when there's a tefillah that the shatz is saying, or that it's going on in the tzibur, that then you have an obligation to say all the psukim. However, Itmar, we learned, Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi, he said, Echad Yochid, Echad Tzibur, whether it's individual or whether it's the Tzibur, Kivin Sha'ama B'Sereschel Kasav Lema, once you say that in your Torah it's written, so saying regarding the obligations of the Masafim, Shuvin Netzach, you don't have to say anymore. Now, related to this discussion that we had mentioned in the previous staff, that Reb Gamliel said that why does every individual daven their own tefillah balachash, if the primary tefillah of the shatz can be made to everyone, is so that it gives him the opportunity to be master his tefillah, so to prepare his tefillah, because when one comes to daven, one must be prepared. So related to this, Amr Balazza, he says, Lo'ilam yaster adam tefillah. A person should always first prepare his tefillah, then go ahead and daven. Don't be preparing it ad hoc as you're coming to daven. Come in prepared to daven. Now Amr Baba, but Rababa qualifies the statement. He says, Mistabra milsed Reb Elazar. It would make sense to say that this halacha of Reb Elazar is bebrachas shal Rosh Hashanah, shem Kippurim, shal Parakim. It's a reference to the tefillahs of Yom Niram, and that come periodically, let's say those of the Yom Tovim. But regarding the tefillah that we daven 3 times a day, every day, that you don't have to go ahead and prepare it, because one is already well-versed in it and proficient, and that you can go ahead and daven. But regarding tefillahs that you're not used to, then you should look over the machzor beforehand, go ahead and prepare it, so that you're prepared. Which the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so? That a regular tefillah one does not have to prepare? But Rabbi Yehuda, Mesadet Sluse Masli, he would go ahead and prepare his regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and then he would daven. So you see that one should prepare even during the week. Another thing Mar says, no, Shana Rabbi Yehuda, was different. Kivin de mitlasin yoimin litlasin yoimin havamatzli, since he would daven every 30 days, and that's because he was constantly reviewing his learning for 30 days, and then he would go ahead and daven. Kiprakim Dami. So for him, it was considered like something that's periodic, and it's not something that's a constant, and that's why he prepared. But someone that's davening every single day, three times a day, such a person doesn't have to be Mazdris philosophy before he davens. Now, related to this halacha of our Mishnah, of Rabbi Gamliel, where Gamliel said that the one who's davening for the Yamid can be made to see everybody. So on the Gemara says, Amar Vacha Baravira, Amar Bashim Chasida, Paitaha Gamliel. Gamliel exempted, which means to say that his halacha defined that the shatz, the one who's davening for Amid, will consider fulfilling the obligation of Afila Amsha Besaldis. Even for the people out in the fields who are far away, they are included in the tefillah as being fulfilled for them through the tefillah of the shatz. Because that's Gamliel's halacha. Not everyone has to daven. They just daven as a way of helping the shatz prepare. But the halacha is that the shatz is mitzi, so not only the people in shul, but even the people out in the fields. Now, that the Gemara asks on the way this halacha was set. Now, it sounds like that he's saying even the people out in the field. So the Gemara asks, and what it sounds like you're saying is that, and all the more so, for sure, the people that are here in the city. Not only the ones in the city, but even the ones out in the field, who are even further away. That the Gemara asks, Adrabba, to the contrary, Hani Anisi, the people out in the fields, they have no choice. They're too far away. And therefore, they are coerced in their inability to daven and to come and hear the tefillah of the shatz. But Hani Lo Anisi, the people in the city, they're not in a situation that's compromising. They could come to shul. The Tani Abba Berei Derab Yamin Bar Chia, like he says, actually, Am She'achar Kehanim, the people that are behind the Kehanim when they're doing the Siyas Kapayim, when they're benching the people, they're Einam Achal Bracha. They're not including the Bracha of Birchas Kehanim. And that is, although the people out in the field are included in the Bracha, when the Kehanim give the Bracha to the Kehillah, everyone's included, but those that could come and stand in front of the Kehanim, and so that the Kehanim can be facing them when they're giving the Bracha to bench them, and they don't come, actually they're not included in the Bracha. Because by not coming, they're showing that they're removing themselves from that. So how can you say that even the ones out in the fields, which would sound like that for sure, the ones in the city, to the contrary, the ones in the city could come, and therefore they should come. And therefore, if they don't, then they're not included. The ones outside, they're anusim, and therefore then they would be included. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather, ki asa ravin. Amr b'yakim b'idi, amr shem l'chasida. He said, actually, loy pata rem gamliel, Ella am shabasadis. You're right, rem gamliel only exempted that when the shatz davens, that everyone fulfills their obligations, only the people out in the fields. My time, what's the reason? Because they're forced in their situation, the compromised situation of having to work, and they can't come into shul to hear the shatz, and therefore they will be fulfilling their chiv through the emissary of the tzibur. But if someone's in the city, then not, because he's not an onus, he's not in a compromising situation that he couldn't have came. He could come and help prepare the tefillah. And by not coming, he is actually actively excluding himself from the tefillah of a shatz, and he will not fulfill his chiyuv of a tefillah. Hanu lach yamtiv, we shall return to you, the fourth parak, Masechta Roshana, parak yamtiv, v'slikla, Masechta Roshana. We have concluded the Masechta of Rosh Hashanah.